Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my honor to share with you a brief message from God's Word today. This week we are asking the question, how do we know that the Christian faith is the true faith with so many religions and worldviews that abound? The only way to determine the viability of something is to examine what it is built upon, its foundation. And so this week, we are discussing five foundations of our faith. The first foundation we considered this week was our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. The second we discussed was the rock, a foundation both firm and immovable, based upon the conviction that Christ is the Son of God. Thirdly, we addressed the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets by revealing to us the Word of God, the truth. And yesterday, we considered the foundation of repentance, the change in our hearts, putting away lives of iniquity, and beginning a new life in Christ. The fifth and final foundation I wish to discuss this week is love. In Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 17, the Apostle Paul writes, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." The Scriptures teach that in all we do, we must be rooted and grounded in love. It is the first fruit of the Spirit. It is the basis and motivation of everything we do as a Christian. As the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 3, verse 14, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." If we are to imitate Christ in all that we do, at our core, our very foundation will be love. No passage of Scripture makes this any clearer than 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which says, beginning in verse 4, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." This love that is the basis of a Christian life casts out fear. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And we love Him because He first loved us. How do we express this love? The Apostle said in 1 John 5, verse 2, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments." And now we see how these five foundations we've considered this week all come together. Our loyalty to Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, our rock of salvation, to the holy word of God, and our dedication to repentance is all founded upon our love. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three, said Paul. But the greatest of these is love. I thank you again for listening this morning, and appreciate you joining us each morning this week as we've discussed the five foundations of our faith. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for Bible study on Sundays at 9:30 a.m., worship at 10:20, and also worship at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings, as well as Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. May God bless you as you travel through life today.